son procasta yeti terpno.
Poetry on the Radio. Today, Leslie Lebkowitz.
Butter. London, the late 60s. The Stones, the Beatles. Demonstrations against the Vietnam War. And from Australia, primary products branded with our fauna. One night in the kitchen, the Honourable Jack opined that the kangaroo butter of the Antipodean colonies was not to his taste. I gave him a long look. Australians, I agreed, refused to eat it. Silence. Someone raised an eyebrow, so I explained the domestication of the kangaroo. How mysteriously they thrived only when corralled in a top paddock. Few changes had been needed to adapt the bovine dairies, and the roos had learned to hop across their paddock morning and evening to be milked. The yield was generous. Yogurt was under discussion. Cheeses were even now being developed, soft and rindless, with a tang of grassiness. But no one liked the butter, which, as my words drifted into the thick London air, glowed on the kitchen bench. Butter is my revenge poem. A lord who was visiting the group house I was living in London, called me an Antipodean colonial. I was furious. The butter story is fundamentally true, though I have elaborated on the dairy products. Butter. London, the late 60s. The Stones, the Beatles. Demonstrations against the Vietnam War. And from Australia, primary products branded with our fauna. One night in the kitchen, the Honourable Jack opined that the kangaroo butter of the Antipodean colonies was not to his taste. I gave him a long look. Australians, I agreed, refused to eat it. Silence. Someone raised an eyebrow, so I explained the domestication of the kangaroo, how mysteriously they thrived only when corralled in a top paddock. Few changes had been needed to adapt the bovine dairies, and the roos had learnt to hop across their paddock morning and evening to be milked. The yield was generous. Yogurt was under discussion. Cheeses were even now being developed, soft and rindless, with a tang of grassiness. But no one liked the butter, which, as my words drifted into the thick London air, glowed on the kitchen bench.
Today we heard Leslie Lebkowitz on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.